Okay, sir, could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record, please?
Lorenzo Molinar, 200623.
Okay, sir, we're coming before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting the hearing today. Sir, Ms. Rittenhouse, do you have the sheets, too? The sheets, the number, are you...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. First, we have to my far right, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her, in the middle right here next to me, to my immediate right, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Prior to your hearing today, sir, you received and signed a notification advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. You called receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today, sir.
Okay, so I'd also like to introduce you to Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Oliveri is here. He is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? And do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Sir, Mr. Molina, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine whether the conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 17, 2017, as directed in writing on July 31st, 2017. The offender is actively avoiding supervision, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, based on the admission of Mr. Molinar, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri, sir. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, to get any additional information or information you'd like to present before the board, sir. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Molinar was released from the Department of Corrections on July 31st of 2017. He was arrested on September 19th of 2017 by Wilcox PD on our absconder warrant and new misdemeanor charges of resisting arrest and criminal damage. Offender was returned back to EDC custody on September 21st of 2017. He has 33 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on March 4th of 2018. Current convictions, 2013, burglary, second degree, 4 years, and also in 2013, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2004, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2005, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2005, promoting prison contraband, 1 year, 6 months. 2005, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2007, burglary, second degree, 5 years. 2008, marijuana violation, 2 years, and also in 2008, escape third degree, 1 year. The offender has 3 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 4-3, mental health score of a 3, and a substance abuse score of a 3. STG gang information, he is a suspect with the West Hills Posse in Tucson. Prior terms of supervision, in 2007, TIS absconder for 32 days, revoked. And in 2013, TIS tech violator, revoked. The offender has a significant disciplinary history with multiple drug and narcotic possessions, threats of violence, and sexual conduct noted. Other arrest in 2001, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, simple assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, endangerment, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, simple assault, Arizona juvenile detention. And also in 2003, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile detention. His community risk score is a G8V9. And status of charges, received an email from Parole Officer Sandra Profeto on Thursday, November 2nd of 2017. Both misdemeanor charges, offender pled guilty and has to pay a $1,220.60 in fines. It was seen by Judge Stats.
Okay. All right, Mr. Molinar, I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at the at your mother's house on Olympia, 504 South Bowie and Avenue in Wilcox, Arizona, sir. How come you didn't stay at GD? What happened? Did something happen while you left your mom's house?
Yes, I'm not gonna make no excuses for what I did or nothing. I got high and I panicked and I took off.
Okay. You got high at your mother's house?
Yes, and I took off.
Okay, sir. So, were you working during, because it doesn't show you had any fun, were you working during that period of time?
Yes, but it was working like in the fields, picking chili and stuff like that.
Okay. So, sir, it says that you are directed to take a complete substance abuse counseling, mental health assessment, anger management. Did you take and complete those, sir?
No, sir, because I have no access. So I had a pain. I never had the money to pay for that, sir.
So did you ever go to intake? It says on here that there's no documentation that you ever completed intake on any of those programs.
No, I didn't go, sir.
All right.
I got a letter right here if I can read you guys, please.
All right, sir, go ahead. You can read it at this time.
I'm writing you this letter to say I am very sorry for the money. I mean that I know I have a drug problem and I have had this drug problem all my life. I know when I get out, I'm still going to have this same problem, but why can't I get a jump start on it when asking for you to please release me to a rehab, SACRAC, so I can at least get a start to get the help I need. I promise you I will not run. I promise you I will finish your program with no problems for me. I give you my word. I know I messed up and I'm sorry. I want to be a better father for my daughter and I want to be a good husband to my soon-to-be wife. I am please asking for one chance. I'm begging you to please. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Mullen, explain to me why you were out and you were staying with your mom, you started doing drugs, you relapsed, you had an opportunity to get in some programs and you didn't take advantage of none of them. What made you start doing the drugs, sir?
The day I got out.
The day you got out? Why?
Yeah. It was around me at the surrounding I was in. I was the wrong surrounding. I put myself in. I going to that place I paroled to.
So what's going to make any, you parole to your mother's house?
Yes, but I'm not asking to go home, I'm asking to go to an inpatient rehab. I'm asking to get the help I really need. Me being in prison, it's not, I don't get the help I need, it's just being locked up. I need treatment, like a drug treatment.
Well, they assigned you programs, which you never even took the opportunity to go do the intake.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you. So the board has no additional questions for you, Mr. Molinar. I am going to give you the opportunity before we go into discussing to see if there's any last minute things or something you want to present to the board, or anything else that without repeating yourself.
No, sir, I'm just asking to get to help, seeking how we get the help I need, going to treatment, that's it, sir. I give you board my word that you guys don't have no trouble for me, or you won't see me back here again.
All right, sir. So the board's going to go into discussion at this time. While we're in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. And, sir, stay on the line. We'll get back with you when the board's completed discussion, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Molinar has a previous record in 2007. He absconded for 38 days, 2006. I believe it was 2006 that he had a tech violation. He was picked up for a tech violation. This time he was picked up in Wilcox for resisting arrest and criminal damage, and he had 33 days of being an absconder. However, this time the PO appeared to have been working with him. He was staying with his mom. The PO tried to get him to go into three different programs, at which time those programs that he actually asked him to get in, those programs involved substance abuse counseling, mental health assessment, and anger management. And however, Mr. Molinar never made any attempt to go to the intake, so he wouldn't know what the cost of those programs would actually be if he never went to the intake or tried to complete intake. He did say that he started using drugs at his mom's house and got scared and just absconded. However, I think based on the information contained in the warrant and the information that we have before us, I am not supportive of Mr. Molinar being released back out on community supervision at this time.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I am going to make the motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Molinar, find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses about to lapse in two criminal ways or.
Agree.
Okay, sir, your community supervision has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released back on March 4th, 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any community supervision on parole, sir. I hope you take this time to put together a plan so that when you are released, sir, you can be a productive citizen when you're released from prison and not have the opportunity to be reincarcerated again. So I do want to thank you for participating in your hearing today. And that is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Molinar.
All right.